Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Questions People Ask, Part 1, a look at spiritual development. This first part of this series is based on Reggie McNeil's book, Get a Life. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 to 18. What is my score? Today, we need to answer the question, what is my score? How do I measure what and how I'm doing? Measurement is crucial in life, in living the life God has for you. I might know what my purpose is. I might have determined the values by which I'm going to pursue that purpose. But how do I know if I'm on track? You must establish some benchmarks that you can refer to and measure against so that you can know how you're doing in God's purpose for you. The measurement of life needs to be behavior-based and must reflect real results. The bottom line is, what's the end game? A person's life measured both in the end and along the way according to God's plan. Of course, measurement is a struggle for Christians. We usually try to present them as better than they really are. We often hold a kind of pseudo-spirituality and claim that the things we must deal with can't be measured. It's not easy to measure the values of a spiritual walk with the Lord, but it's possible. Can you measure love? Well, the Bible has established a definite rule to evaluate yourself against. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If I can't measure something, then I can't manage it. We're called to be stewards as believers, stewards of the gospel message, stewards of material resources, stewards of talents, stewards of spiritual gifts, stewards of time, and stewards of our bodies as the temples of the Holy Spirit. And Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, that it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. That's measurement. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, down to verse 6. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Notice that the apostle sees God's part, open to us a door for the word, and our part, speak the mystery of Christ. Paul doesn't examine God's part, but he does comment on the human side of the plan. Make it manifest. Walk in wisdom, redeeming the time. Speech always be with grace. If we measure our part and don't see results, then maybe we're not doing it the right way. Paul was concerned with measurement. Our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 to 18, refers to measure several times. His thinking on measuring went something like this. Don't measure yourself by yourself or by others, but by Christ and his calling on your life. To serve the Lord effectively and live the life he's given us, we must know what our score is by using the right rule. And I want you to consider with me 4 points regarding how to measure our spiritual life. First, measuring against myself is self-justification. Look at the first part of verse 12. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. There's an old story of the farmer who bragged about being a superb marksman, able to score a bullseye every time. When asked to prove it, he shouldered his rifle, aimed at the wooden fence, and squeezed the trigger. Then he walked over to the fence, found the bullet hole, pulled out a piece of chalk, drew a circle around the hole, and proudly proclaimed, "Bullseye." That's not measurement. It means nothing. It validates nothing at all. Whatever I do becomes the score. After all my activity, I simply say, "That's what I meant to do." That is self-justification. To attempt to rationalize any behavior. It's like driving on the highway and yelling at the person going faster than me, "You maniac!" But saying to the one in front of me, moving slower, "You idiot!" Either way, I'm the standard. Second, measuring against others is self-deception. Look at the second part of verse 12. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. I can live my life in comparison to others, but there will always be people more capable than me and less capable than me. This measurement usually results in being mediocre. God is not going to evaluate me according to someone else. He's not going to say to me, "Why weren't you more like Billy Graham?" Comparisons are irrelevant. I can bench press more weight than my mother. But what does that prove? No one admits they're victims of peer pressure. But much duplication goes on. And what measurement is the person you're comparing yourself to using? When people understand their own identity in Christ, there's no need to be like anyone else. And third, measuring against Jesus is self-improvement. Verses 17 and 18, "But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord, for not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends." This is the best measurement for your new life in Christ, in Jesus Christ. He's the standard that should rule. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to verse 13. "But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gifts. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men." Now this, he ascended, what does it mean that, but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended was also the one who ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the perfect unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. How was Jesus' life measured? It was regarding measurable activities, such as training people for service in God's kingdom, touching lives in need of ministry, speaking the truth to those in authority, maintaining a strong relationship with God, preaching and teaching the good news. And then fourth, measuring against my calling is self-discipline. Verses 13 to 16. "We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you. For we're not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you. For it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment. In verse 13, Paul states that he will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us. God did not call him to work in another worker's mission field. The criterion the apostle used was, has the gospel been preached here yet? He measured his ministry by whether or not people were hearing the gospel for the first time, if the work was on new ground. Have you answered the first two questions yet? Do you know what your purpose is? Have you determined the values that will support that purpose? If so, then you need to begin to measure your Christian walk and ministry to ensure you're on the right path. Without actual measurements, it's hard to know when to celebrate. And if we don't have celebrations, we get weary and discouraged. Some people feel like life, or maybe God, is stacking the odds against them. But how do you know unless you're keeping score? What is your score? How do you know if you're living the life God planned for you? You answer those questions. You think about all that, and you have a great day.